This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by John Squires. We're talking North Shore High School football, which will begin on Thursday night this week, a little bit early for many teams, actually, this week. But, John, what do we have for standings in the Northeastern Conference right now with the three different tiers?
We'll call it Tier 1, 2, and 3. We'll stay away from the Krause and the Grant and all the different things, the Kukuru and all the different things you talked about this week. But we got a couple big games coming up, Bill. In Tier 1, you got Marblehead, Damaris, and Marblehead, Danvers, and Beverly all 1-0 at the top of those tiers and that tier. And also with the big game this week, we got Beverly going over to Marblehead Thursday night, which we're covering, which is a big game. And those two teams are 1-0, really fighting for first place in that division. And let's not forget about Danvers in that league, even in that division. Danvers has Classical next week, even though I know they have Malden this week, and they're also 1-0, followed by Malden, who's 0-1, and PB 0-2 in that tier. Quickly looking at Tier 2, the big one, of course, is this week, Classical at Gloucester. They're both 2-0. They've been really firing on all cylinders. Matt Smith is having a great season down there. Coach Vaughn has got Classical very organized and playing, and they're leading that division, too, both 2-0. That's a big game Friday night, and we're covering that one also, which is great on MSO. And then Revere's 0-2, which played great last week. You're going to see them come along and win some games. Memphis 0-1, some of 0-1. And finally, in Tier 3, you got the big one Thursday night. Swampscott's going over to Salem. 1-0. Vinnie Gaskins, who leading the North Shore, almost 500 yards in total rushing. Colin Frary leading the state, by the way, in touchdown passes with 11. They're both 1-0. Winthrop's very young, 0-1. Saugus played very well last week against English, surprisingly, 0-1. And English is 0-0, and they got a big one coming up the following week if Swampscott can hold on against Salem over that we're covering over in Swampscott. So and they're undefeated too. So as we said, we got 7 or 8 teams undefeated, and let's not forget Lynn Tech has a game this week against Minuteman, and they're undefeated. So we got 7 or 8 teams on the North Shore. We got tier big games this week, and we're covering all of them, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's interesting to note too, in the past what has happened with the schedule in the Northeastern Conference is you play non-league and then you play league, and then Thanksgiving's a toss-up for teams. But this year you could be playing a league game 1 week, a non-league game the following week, and then back into your league. And that's why it's a little bit more difficult to follow, and that's kind of why we wanted to start off with all this information that you had right now with us to start it off this way. And it's interesting, you know, when you look at what Beverly has struggled this year. They finally got their first win last week, but you know, it was in the right tier. You know what I'm saying? And to point out that they're both Marblehead and Beverly are both 1-0 in that tier. So it does set up a big game Thursday.
You know, another interesting thing too. You know, I'm a big believer in Thanksgiving football. Thanksgiving games down the road mean nothing possibly for the playoffs, because they're already in the playoffs and teams are moving on to the Super Bowl by that team, or the finals for the Super Bowl. But you got Swampscott Marblehead, who could both go into Thanksgiving a long way down the road, but undefeated or very good records. You got English Classical, first time in years that could be playing well. You got Danvers Gloucester. Right now, those three games, all 6 of those teams are undefeated. And as we said, if they can win in their tiers, they move down the road. It's going to make football very interesting again in the North Shore.
Yeah, and we pointed out that, you know, you've had the English Classical game the last few years has been a great football game, although the two teams have come in with really what you'd consider not horrible records, to be quite honest with you. And the same has gone back and forth with the Marblehead-Swampscott game. One team's good 1 year, one team's not so good in the next year, and so on. But you're right about that, and that's an interesting point to take a look at that. And it will make Thanksgiving, you know, if things do play out as we see here, at least they should be some very competitive games.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and they always said this, and I know it's a cliche, but you throw the record books out the window on Thanksgiving. You really do. Look at that English Classical game you guys had over a year ago when it was all over and they pulled it out at the end with a double, triple and all this. And then Swampscott competed with Marblehead. They'll be able to compete with Marblehead for the first time in Bobby Serino's tenure there as coach, you know. And we got a lot of new coaches, and a lot of new coaches within not just new, brand new, but also 2 or 3 years are competing for championships now. We got Coach Zarelli down at Gloucester. We got Coach Nolan over at Danvers. We got Coach Serena with Swampscott. We got Coach Vaughn and Coach Crowley. Coach Carroll over at English. So all these young coaches are really starting to get their programs together, which makes it great for the program, which makes it great for us, and also the North Shore football.
Yeah. You know, another coach who's really not brand new on the scene, he's been at Salem for a number of years, Matt Bouchard, but he's a great young coach as well and doing a great job. It's great to see them at 3-0. And I actually, you know, you know, this will be the barometer. You know, I always look at barometer kind of games or you know, look at teams and games. And this game will tell me, you know, having seen Swampscott, you've seen Swampscott, having not seen Salem, I think it'll tell us a little what that score looks like after Friday night, whether it's a Salem win or a close Swampscott win. Or whether it's a lopsided game, that will give us a little bit of barometer as to you know, the maybe strength of schedule leading up to this game, this albeit in week four.
You know, that's a great point. I know you talked to Coach Matt this week on MSO, and it's very true. That's a big game, probably the biggest game he's had in his coaching career over there. It's been a long time since Salem's been 3-0, and they're 3-0. And it's been a long time since Beverly's been on the other end 1-2, but they could be 3-0 also. But the thing is, it is a huge game for them. On schedule, on paper, they haven't played the strength that Swampscott played, even though Swampscott hasn't played the top-tier teams. If you've played a good Trine team, you're going to see that's a big game this week against North Reading, and you're going to see the winner of that game come out moving on in their tier, and he does a great job over there. The other thing over there, he's got kids coming out for the first time that haven't played before. He hasn't been able to get the turnout. I know that for a fact. I did some substitute teaching. You worked over there for a while. You know there were a lot of athletes walking around those halls. They weren't going out. They're going out, and that's a credit to him and his coaching staff. They're getting some players. They're getting some athletes. They've always had good athletes. They got great kids over there. So we wish him a lot of luck. But myself, I have to be honest, I have a little bit of the blue in me, and I'm looking cheering for my old alma mater, Swampscott. But it should be a great game Thursday night.
Well, here's a little flip-flop for you here. We got Kip has been playing the first game all week, all season long. They've been playing on Thursday night. However, this week, Kip Academy plays on Saturday at Mystic Valley. So they'll be on the other side of the weekend sandwich of sports this week.
You know, it's great. You know how hard it is to win when you just started football, and they won right out of the chute. They get playing football for the first time. Some kids have never even played Pop Warner or low-level football, so you got to give that coaching staff credit over there. And they have a game that's a winnable game from this week. They got a Bear coming up, I think, next week or in the near future, Lynn Tech. But they're winning over there. They got kids out, and that's great for Lynn because you got kids who aren't playing at other schools but coming out and playing football at Kip.
And, of course, the whole schedule is up right below this feature here, so you can take a look at it and look at all the games coming up this weekend. John, any other thoughts from either the previous weekend or looking ahead to this weekend in North Shore football?
Football's a funny game, Bill. What I'm looking for is finally, and we haven't had any yet, an upset. A big upset this week. It should be interesting. And I know this is against the rules. I know you don't like picking, and I love all our programs. So let's get this straight. This is not because I like someone, but I think if you pick one upset this week, and I'm going out on the limb a little bit here because I think they're a very good program, but I look for Beverly to maybe put it together and really give Marblehead all they can handle. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because I was thinking about that. Yeah, I heard Coach Morency, and you know, he's just saying things like, "Well, we put in some new stuff. We're not there yet." So this is a team that does have a lot of potential to grow, and they lost close games. They did win the big one last week, but yet on the other hand, Beverly is a team that I think probably could grow, but this would be a big test for them on the road at Marblehead.
Absolutely, and you got to remember, Marblehead's won 15 consecutive conference games. They've been to the Super Bowl last year. They're defending two-time champs. It's going to take a monster effort to beat them, but don't be surprised if Beverly comes loaded for beer and we have a war over there.
Well, I would call that an upset. I'll tell you, if that happens, John, then the coffee and donuts on me next week.
I'm going to hold you to that, Bill.
I know. All right, there you go. That's John Squires. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.